This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How can you deny the oneness of Allah? Allahu Akbar. How can you deny the oneness of Allah? Allahu Akbar. How can you deny the oneness of Allah? Allahu Akbar.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. She was the first sound you ever heard in your life. It was a heartbeat. First vision you've ever seen in your life was a beautiful smile. First thing you ever touched with her gentle hand. First sound you ever made. First hug you've ever taken. When you were afraid, you ran to her. Her bosom was a source of nourishment for you. Her lap was a source of comfort for you. She's seen death to give you life. She's gone hungry to feed you. And she's gone thirsty to quench your thirst. Sleepless nights to make sure you're asleep, happy and tight. Devoted her life to make sure that you are who you are today. She ran right and left to make sure you get the righteous spouse. She would laugh when you laugh. She would cry when you cry. She would give you life. Even if she doesn't have any, she would give you her heart to wipe your tears. It's the same hand that bathed you and fed you, cleaned you, changed you. It's the same hand that wiped the tears off your face, covered your eyes to shade you from the sun. It's the finger that you held on to feel comfort. There's only one creation that would love to see none other than you better than they are. It's a father that worked part-time, full-time, overtime, nighttime, all the time to put the food on the table, roof over your head, clothes on your back. Maybe even your father did not have a chance to finish his education. But would do anything to make sure you do. There's no other creation than your parents that would do that for you. Any other relation would go south or sour, but not your parents. They will still love you unconditionally. You'll remember the day that you heard your wife says, honey, I have some good news. The doctor told me I'm pregnant. You prostrate to Allah to thank Him. You place your hand on her tummy. You feel a kick. You hear a sound. You start talking. You pick names. You pick colors. You paint walls. You can't hardly wait to see her beautiful face. You'll never forget the day she came to life. Because of that day, you were called a mother or a father. You won't forget the day she ate solid food for the first time. And you won't forget the day she called you Abba or Mama for the first time. And you won't forget the day she walked on her own feet with open arms, a beautiful smile that made you forget the misery of the world. And you won't forget the day she walked away from you to go to school. Wallahi, I remember that day. This is the only time you'll understand what parents actually felt like. The Quran actually gives you a visual, a picture that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala vividly made sure that you understood what they had to go through. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ. You know the sound, wah. Wah, some of the scholars, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell you, you were not there when your mother carried you. But it's trying to give you a visual as your mother is walking. Wah, wah, the sound she made in difficulties. A fire chief is telling a story, a true story that is. He says, we received a 911 call. We rushed to the house that's on fire. Tried so hard to open the door. We used all our means to get to them before. But by the time we opened the door, we only saw a mother hovering over her child. Her fingers were burned down to the bones trying to open the door. After she found out it was ever too late, she cannot do anything for her children. She hovered over them. She still covered them, knowing very well that they would all die, but she still had the power in her to make sure that she would protect her children. These are the same hands that Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula says, wafid, lower thy wings in humility and humbleness. Lahuma janaha dhulli min ar-rahma. Wa qur rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Lower those wings, lower those arms, as if you flew in the coop, if you raise those arms, as if you're trying to fight. It says, lower them in humility, lower them in humbleness. And remember the time they took you under their wings. There was a story that a woman heard. There was an army coming. She had her ailing mother with her. She did not forget and ran away. She carried her mother on her back. Her mother could not walk. Till she got tired to get away from the army, the invading army that is. After she got tired, she did not leave her mother behind and ran away. She turned her mother around and carried her in her stomach. And she did not forget that her mother carried her in her stomach. After she got tired, she placed her own feet beneath her mother's feet so her mother's feet will not touch the hot desert sand till they get away. You remember the story of a man that has taken his son out with him. An old man now pushing a cart that has clay. Arms are shaken. He's getting old. Stumbled over a rock and the cart tipped over. The clay pots fell, all broke. His child now is hitting his own father and the people around him are hovering over that child trying to beat him up. What are you doing to your dad? The dad comes into the aid of his own child that is hitting him, says, Da'u, leave him. I hit my own father in that same place when I was young. Kama tadina tudan, as you do will be done unto you. You understand that your benevolence to your parents is a story that your children will write on your behalf. There was a man that came to complain to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about his own father. He's taken too much money from him. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him to bring his father. His father now being summoned by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, come here to explain yourself. Your son is complaining about you that you're taking money from him. Jibreel alayhi salam, sent by Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, min fawq sab'a samawat, from the seventh heaven, to be descended upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be asked a specific question. Ask that man, what did he say with his tongue? حدث به نفسه لم تسمعه أذناه. He talked to himself something that his own ears did not hear. So when that man came, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what was that speech that you said within you that your ears did not even hear? He says, wallahi, my iman in you, my belief in you is increasing every time. None of us heard, nobody's around, but you knew I was talking to myself about my son. I did not even say it out loud. I was talking to myself, pondering, reflecting about what I've been thinking about my own son. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is in the Tabari. He says, Kuntu qawi wa huwa da'if, wa kuntu ghani wa huwa faqir. I was strong and he was weak. I was rich and he was poor. Now that I am weak and he is strong, and I am poor and he is rich, he helps me not, he knows me not. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grabbed his shoulders of his son and shook him. Two narrations. One says, Anta wa ma luka li abik. The other narration says, Anta wa ma laka li abik. After he heard what he heard, he says, you and your wealth is for your father. And the other narration says, you and what you possess is for your father. You remember when Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula gave us one measuring stick to compare. When he says, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, have mercy upon them as they raised me when I was young. You will never know till you have of your own. This is why Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh, he says you're supposed to make this dua in every salah. He's so adamant about it between the two sajdas. He's even if you miss it, you make sujood sahw. That's his opinion, rahmatullahi alayh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us the greatest sin that he will not forgive. He forgives not on judgment day. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ مَن يَشَاءُ. Allah forgives not the act of shirk, ascribe partners unto Allah. And He forgives anything else other than that to whomever He wishes. And He repeats the same word, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. The greatest act of oppression is the act of shirk. And He uses the same word, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ. They're striving for you to commit the act of shirk. فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. In that, do not obey them. لَا تَعَطَ الْمَخْلُوقِ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. There is no obedience of the creation and disobedience of the Creator. But he still wa عَطْفًا بَيَانٌ وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Accompany them and do righteous deeds endlessly as long as they're alive. Do you remember the nights that you went to sleep in the car, on the couch, somewhere other than your bed? But when you wake up in the morning, you found yourself on your bed, covered. Who got you there? Who stayed up at night to make sure you go to sleep? Who got up and fetched to prepare the food for you so she will not go to sleep and you will miss your school? Who carried the nights over the days to make sure that who you are today? I wish life was in my hand, I would give her more. But I know that the life is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. I wish I can give her my heart. I wish I can give her the smile to wipe her tears. I wish I can spend everything I have to make her happy again, make her young again. As I remember, she used to come with open arms, and now she comes with a cane. You remember your mother when she used to carry you. You remember your father when she used to carry you. But now there is a time for you to be carried. And time to you to carry. I remember the day that I received a beautiful story, a true one indeed. The link opens up a close-up on a face, a man called Abdullah. The interviewer is asking him, "Oh, Abdullah, what would you do then if you knew then what you know now?" The camera opens up. And you'll see that Abdullah is quadriplegic. He's paralyzed from the neck down. The first word he says, "Amani." Wishes, dreams, I wish, I hope. The first wish he says, "An ashjud lillahi sajda." I wish I can prostrate to Allah once, because he can't. And he says, "If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me this wish, I do not want to be raised again. I want to die right there and then." And the second wish he says, "I wish I can turn a page from the Quran." And the third wish he says, "On Eid day, I wish I can run to my mother with open arms, hug her and kiss her and say, 'Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira.'" You remember the man that came to give the bay'ah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, "I came to you to do the bay'ah, the pledge of allegiance. I want to become a Muslim. I want to make hijrah, migrate with you. But I left my parents crying." He says, "Go back and make him smile like you made them cry." Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma says, "If you make your parents smile, they go to sleep happy or smiling because of you. If you die that night, there's one gate or two gates of heaven waiting for you. But if you make your parents go to sleep angry or crying because of you, and if you die that night, there's one or two gates of hellfire waiting for you. Wallahi, I've seen grown men come cry in my office. My parents died and I wasn't good for them. I wasn't good. How do I get them back?" You can't. You cannot get your parents back. Even jihad for the sake of Allah. When a man came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "I want to perform jihad with you, O Messenger of Allah." He says, "Your parents are alive?" He said, "Yes." "He's fihima fajahid." You can go ahead and perform the jihad with your parents. "But I want to fight with you, O Messenger of Allah." He said, "What do you want?" He said, "I want Jannah." He says, "Tamma al-Jannah." Do you want Jannah? There is Jannah. If your ultimate success, according to the Quran, فَمَنْ زُحْسِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازِ. The one that we're talking about today, all over today, those who distant themselves away, they were distant away from the hellfire, and they were attained heaven. That's a true ultimate success. So if Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told you there is Jannah, how many of us know their favorite color? How many of us look at them and smile? How many of us have a meal with them? How many of us spend time with them? And how many of us put them in a senior home? I don't want to deal with you anymore. Abu al-Hasan, Ali ibn Hussein radiallahu anhum wa anil bayt al-atar ajma'in. He used to be one of the best benevolent his parents. But his mother complained. His mother complained, he doesn't eat food with me. He was asked, how come? You know what he said? His akhsha. I fear that my hand will reach for a morsel of food that my mother looked at, and my hand will reach for this morsel of food. When my mother looked at it, I would reach for it. Before my mother reached for it, I would be aq to my mother. I will not be kind to my mother. Have we forgotten? Have we forgotten what they've done for us? They devoted their whole lives for us. Everything they're all about was for us. They moved for us. They brought you here for you. They didn't even speak the same language. They were made a mockery of. They had jobs that they were not proud of. But they made sure that you grow up to be who you are today. Your homework for tonight, before you go home, if your parents are alive, you better call them on the phone, or better yet, go visit them. Kiss the hand that raised you. Kiss your mother's hand that bathed you. Kiss your mother's hand that shaved you. Kiss your mother's hand that carried you. And kiss the forehead of your father that had the sweat pouring down to make sure that you are who you are today. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma again said that a man came. He says, I carried my mother. كُنْتُ لَهَا بَعِيرُهَا الْمُدَلَّلِ. I was her mode of transportation. I carried her on my back. I made tawaf with her. I bathed her. I cleaned her. I fed her. I changed her. I've done everything that she's done for me. I have paid my debt. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, لا والله ولا بتلقى من تلقات الولادة. Nay, by Allah, you have not paid the debt of your mother, not even with one labor pain that she had to endure to give you life. He says, how come? He says, كانت تفعل معك كل ما تفعله وتتمنى لك الحياة وأنت تفعل معها ما تفعل معها وتتمنى لها الموت ليسوا سواء. Because she used to do what you're doing for her, and she would hope that you would still be alive. And you're doing what you're doing for her, and you'd hope that she would die. They're not the same. It's time for us to put a smile on their face. It's time for us to walk the talk. It's time for us to understand that there's a second reason of creation. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُل لَّهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُل لَّهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُل رَّبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula decreed that none should be worshipped except Him, and be good to your parents. And if they reach an older age with you, one or both, look after them. Do not even say the smallest utterance of words or a sound of discomfort or discontent, the word uff. And ask Allah to have mercy upon them as they raised you when you were young. Remember, Your own future is written by you. As we mentioned, that your children will tell the story of your benevolence to your parents. My time is up. I'm going to leave you again to repeat the homework. When you go home tonight, you kiss the hand of your mother and the forehead of your father. And every time you pray, you say, Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula to make us among those who listen speech and follow the best of it. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallama ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'een. Jazakumullah anna khaira. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.